Good morning and welcome to today's oil market update. Once again, I'm joined by Callum McPherson. Are you all right this morning, Callum?
Very good, yes. Yourself, Toby?
Yes, very good, thanks. So we had a bit of a wobble in oil markets last week, but it's stronger again this week. What's behind that?
That's right. Last week we saw Brent go down as low as 75.5. I think really the market was succumbing to a lot of the trade and fears and EM currency moves that have been going on, and they sort of came back to the fore last week. And generally speaking, Brent has been ploughing its own furrow because of the Iran sanctions and so on. But I think last week it was just a little bit following the wider market trends. But the start of this week, though, we're now into the U.S. hurricane season, and Hurricane Florence is on the way, and that's been one of the reasons that have been cited for it being a bit stronger yesterday. Although it looks like it's going to miss the key oil refinery and production areas in the Gulf Coast, so we'll see, but maybe not too much of an issue for it as yet. But nevertheless, oil did go close to $78 per barrel yesterday.
Okay, and last week we touched upon Iran. I mean, have there been any further developments on Iran or signs of the uncertainty that the sanctions are creating?
Well, we had couple of articles were out last week, and there seemed to be some signs that Indian and Chinese refiners that are buying Iranian crude are becoming wary of buying cargoes of Iranian crude for delivery in October, even. And they're worried about that because of the danger that perhaps they turn up a bit late and arrive in early November and do get hit by the sanctions. So clearly they are concerned about the sanctions, so that just reinforces that story and could suggest that the declines we saw in August in terms of Iranian exports are actually a trend, and that we will potentially see further declines in the run-up to the sanctions. That's the way it appears. Interestingly, that you ask about uncertainty, the main instrument that we have available to us in the market that give us an idea about uncertainty is, of course, options. And we tend to look at options in terms of the level of volatility that they imply. And so there are a few things that you might expect to see in options, implied volatility coming up to this kind of event of the sanctions coming into force, given the possibility that oil prices might move significantly higher as we get closer to the sanctions. We might see option volatility generally increasing. We might see option volatility of short-dated options increasing relative to long-dated options on the basis that it's likely to create a lot of short-term uncertainty. And the third thing is we might see the volatility of options which are call options that are quite far out of the money increasing relative to at-the-money options. And the argument there would be that people would be looking to buy options, out-of-the-money options, to protect themselves against movements in oil prices that go significantly higher. But the reality is we're not seeing a huge amount of any of these things happening. Volatility generally has been around 25% for a while. We actually had a bit of a dip in August, but the implied volatility has recovered from that. The shape of the volatility curve in terms of our short-dated option volatility has increased relative to long-dated option volatilities, not really seen a great deal of change there. But there has been a little bit of a pickup in out-of-the-money call options compared to at-the-money call options, but it's not been a dramatic effect yet.
Thank you. And what have you seen customers doing recently?
Not necessarily a tremendous amount. I mean, obviously the constituency that would be particularly concerned about the sanctions is consumers, because of the danger that oil prices go significantly higher. But somewhat allied to what I was saying about implied options, I mean, you tend to think that consumers might be buying out-of-the-money call options to protect as an insurance, really, against the sanctions having a really significant impact. We're not seeing a great deal of activity of that kind, and that's sort of reflected in what I was just saying about the vol surface not having done very much. A lot of our customers that are consumers are relatively well hedged on the shorter dates anyway, so just to some extent they're just watching and waiting.
Okay. And so looking to the week ahead, what should people be looking out for?
Well, we've got a couple of important releases coming up this week, as we do in the middle of every month, and those are the OPEC monthly report, which comes out on Wednesday, and the IEA, International Energy Agency, report, which comes out on Thursday. And those will be interesting because they will give us an update on where these two agencies see the state of supply and demand in the market. For myself, I particularly look at the IEA report because, of course, it's independent as opposed to the OPEC report. It'll be very interesting to see what they've got to say about August output from Iran, I think, particularly. And so, yeah, we'll see how that goes and how the market reacts to it. In terms of what to look out for in the market itself, well, we've obviously Brent has been continuing to rally up from the lows of August. And we on the downside, if the market did come off, we've got quite a bit of support in the 75 area from moving averages. The key resistance, though, on the upside is $80 per barrel. We came close to hitting that level the other week, but didn't quite get there. And we've never had a significant move through $80 per barrel. So I think that's the key one for my money is will Brent be able to break $80 per barrel in the near future, and then we'll see if it can start to move higher again from that. Also worth keeping an eye on the long end of the curve. We tend to get very focused on the Brent front contract, but the reality is, from a hedging point of view, really we're always going to be looking further afield than that. And it's interesting to see that 2019 Brent broke $75 per barrel last week at the point when the front contract came close to 80, and that's pretty interesting because that's the highest that contract has ever traded, over $75 per barrel. And at the same time we saw December 19 gas oil come close to $700 per barrel, and that's that's the highest that gas oil's traded since early 2015, and of course for anyone who's involved in middle distillates like jet and diesel, gas oil is something particularly to look out for. Thank you.
Perfect. So that's your oil market update for this week. Thank you, Callum, as always, and we'll speak to you all next week.